Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says the Palestinian Intifada has begun in the occupied West Bank as Palestinians are already fighting Israelis. Ayatollah Khamenei made the remarks in a meeting with thousands of Basij commanders in Tehran. The leader said the Palestinian cause is still alive after nearly six decades and despite passing of generations. But he warned that the enemy seeks to get rid of the cause. The leader also pledged that Iran will continue to defend the Palestinian people's movement in any way it can. Ayatollah Khamenei also turned to domestic issues, cautioning everyone against neglecting the enemy's attempts to make inroads into the country. The leader said enemies are trying to create currents in the society that are designed to change people's beliefs, ideals, and views. He described the measures as a great threat that is especially targeted at the elite, influential people, and decision makers. Professor of Al-Azhar University, Mohammed Abu Saada, joins us now from Gaza. Welcome to the program, sir. Give us your thoughts on the recent comments made by Ayatollah Khamenei. He also stressed that the Palestinian cause is still alive after nearly six decades and despite passing of generations.
Well, statements coming from the Iranian leadership represented by Ayatollah Khomeini, in which he reiterated the Iranian position to support the Palestinian people, is just a reminder to the Palestinians, to the Arabs and Muslims, that Iran has always stood behind the Palestinian people and Palestinian resistance. Let me say that Iran has supported the Palestinians politically, financially and militarily. And if we want to go back to the Iranian support to the Palestinian people, it goes back to the beginning of the Iranian Islamic Revolution in 1979, in which the Islamic Revolution closed the doors of the Israeli embassy, which were in Tehran, in 1979, and transferred it and made it a Palestinian embassy in that year. And second, let me also say that Iran has supported the Palestinians all throughout the past years. And when Hamas won the Palestinian elections in beginning of 2006, Iran pledged to give $750 million to Hamas and the Palestinian resistance to be able to stand against Israeli occupation, Israeli settlement expansion, and other Israeli measures against the Palestinians. So there is no secret that Iran has stood behind the Palestinians, has supported Palestinian resistance in the face of Israeli illegal occupation and Israeli illegal settlement expansion.
Mr. Abu Saada, Ayatollah Khamenei also highlighted the recent escalation of tensions in the occupied Palestinian territories, calling it the Palestinian Intifada and stating that it has already begun in the occupied West Bank as Palestinians have always been fighting Israelis. Elaborate on that for us as well.
Okay, that is also another important point were stated by Ayatollah Khomeini, that the current Palestinian Intifada is the third of such intifadas which has been launched by the Palestinian people. Let me say that the first one was launched in December 1987. The second Palestinian Intifada was launched on September 28th of 2000. And the third, and the, which is the current Intifada, started at the beginning of October last month. It's on its eighth week now. This Palestinian Intifada is directed toward ending the Israeli occupation, ending Israeli settlement expansion, ending also Israeli atrocities against the Palestinians. And let me also say that without Iranian political, financial, and military support, the Palestinian resistance would have not been able to stand against Israeli occupation and Israeli aggressive measures. The Palestinian resistance led by Hamas and the Islamic Jihad has always thanked Iran and the Ayatollah Khomeini for the Iranian support for the Palestinian people and the Palestinian struggle against Israeli occupation and Israeli aggression. Now, this current intifada, the third intifada, which is supported by many countries. Iran is definitely one of the main supporters of the current intifada and the Palestinian people, is dedicated to putting an end to the Israeli occupation, ending Israeli settlement expansion, and also going for Palestinian statehood. And we hope that Iran will continue its support for the Palestinians in their struggle against the Israeli occupation and settlement expansion.
Thank you very much, Professor Mohammed Abu Saada, joining us from Gaza.